Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Gimel. Rosh Hashanah Chav Gimel Mabez, and the Mishnah here on Chav Gimel Mabez discusses Edim that come to Bezdin and they want to testify about the Chodesh. And what happens if many of them come, says the and if they come from far away, right? We know there are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for certain months in order to come and be Mekadish the Chodesh. Says the Mishnah, Berishon Lo Hayozozim Misham Kol Hayom. Originally, they used to come and they wouldn't be able to move basically because they came with Rishus from outside the Tchum, and then now they're stuck because now there's no more Sorech, there's no more need for them to go and do any mitzvahs, therefore they're stuck. Rashi Lefisha Kashiyasu Chutz LaTchum Vayosu Chutz LaTchum Elu Al Adal Amos. They have four Amos to walk. They went outside the Tchum in order to come for Kiddush HaChodesh, and now they're stuck. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin made the Takana Shiyu Mahalchin Alpaim Amos L'Chol Ruach, that they could go 2,000 Amos to any direction. Meaning they could be considered as if they lived here from the beginning of Shabbos, even though usually you would say, no, if somebody goes from outside the Tchum, they're stuck, it's a problem, but here they're allowed to. And then the Mishnah adds, Velo Elu Bilvad, and not only people that come from Kiddush HaChodesh, are they allowed to go 2,000 amos around the Tchum, based on the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel, Ela Af Chachama Haboy Leleid. Also a midwife who comes in order to help somebody have a baby. So somebody comes to save save somebody from a fire or from an attacking army. Umin hanar, min hamapolis, a river. Hare elu ka'anshei ha'ir. So they're like the people who live there. V'yishlam ha'payimam alechol ruach, and they have 2,000 amos in all directions. So this issue comes up. This issue about once they came from outside the tchum. Now, what their halacha is, so this comes up in two places in Shas, at least, but one place here, and then one place also in Erevin, on Daf Mem Dalet, right? That's the concept, that's where Tchumen comes in. And that's where the Mishnah says also on Mem Dalet Mabez, Misha Yatza Birshus, somebody who went out Birshus, Rashi there says, Kagon La'edis HaChodesh, somebody went out of their Tchum with Rishus. They didn't just mindlessly or bipshia go out of the tchum, and therefore you're stuck being outside the tchum. No, you went out with Rishus. Va'amru lo k'farnasa maisa. And they were told, we don't need you anymore. You went out of the tchum, but now, you know, we already have Edim. Yesh lo apayimam alachal ruach. They have 2,000 amos. Imhaya batoch hatchum. If they never really left the tchum, k'ilu lo yatza. The Gemara talks about what the chiddush is. Kala yotzim lahatzil. Chozrin limkoman. And then you have another halacha of anyone who goes out to save chozrin limkoman, which seems to be even more than just 2,000 amos. They could go back to where they came from. The Tosfos there in Erevin Adav Mem Dalet discusses why this Mishnah and our Mishnah isn't in the first parak of Beitza. Remember, the first parak of Beitza has the whole list of Hitirin Sofan Mishum Tchilasan, has all of five or six Mishnayos where we allow something, we allow an action on Yantif, because if we wouldn't allow an action on Yantif, they wouldn't do it in the first place. Right, we would allow them to deal with their hide of the animal, because if we wouldn't allow them to deal with the hide of the animal, we make them just lose the hide, they wouldn't shecht in the first place, and they would prevent themselves from Simchas Yantif, for other examples. So Tosfos asks, why aren't these examples of Hitirin Sofan Mishim Tchilasan? We would allow them to walk 2,000 amos around wherever they came, in order, because if we don't do that, they're not going to come the next time. They're going to say, I'm not going to do Kiddush HaChodesh, I don't want to get stuck in that place and not be able to walk down the Amos. I'm not going to go save from a fire or from an army. I don't want to get stuck. So why isn't that on the list? So Tosfos says, because these are obviously based on that reason. All the cases of Maseches Beitza, if you remember, there are one or two reasons that might be the basis for the heter. But by these, it's obvious, says Tosfos. Hadlo chashav le perakama de Beitza, gabi hanach gimel tehitiru sofar mishim tchilasan, dezeno chiddush. Over there, there's a reason why each of them have to be mentioned, but not over here. So again, this is the basis for a major machlokes regarding pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos. So we know that pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and that is a mitzvah gedola. Again, we've mentioned that, had a number of shiurim about that, but we can't have enough shiurim about that. We know if a person's life is in danger, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma has a number of sources, what the basis is for pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos, whether it's the, and there are five or six sources, and the last one is the one the Gemara says that is the basis for chay b'hem v'lo shiyamos b'hem, that Shmuel, we shall live in the mitzvos and not die in them. The second to last answer is also quoted lahalacha by some Rishonim, and that is chalal Shabbos achas kidei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbei, b'mechalal one Shabbos in order to be live other Shabbosos. And again, we had a whole shiur about that a couple of months ago, I think, in Maseches Yuma. But Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and that's a mitzvah gedola. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Siman Shin Chaf Ches, Siv Beis, Mishiyesh Lo Choli Shel Sakana, if somebody's life is in danger, mitzvah l'chal olav etz Shabbos. It is a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos for that person. V'hazariz are Ezeh Meshubach, and one who acts with alacrity, so then that's praiseworthy. V'hashoel, and somebody who delays and asks what the halacha is, Mishnah Brura, Hashoel, Pirish Oso Ha'ish, Shehu Mischased. That person who tries to be pious, V'yari L'chal Shabbos B'chol Kazeh, and he's nervous, he doesn't want to be B'chal Shabbos, Kimai Demora, I want to get a psak, Hareza Shofech Damim, that's terrible. Why? Because, Ba'od Shehu Holech Lish'ol, during the interim, while he goes to ask, Yechlash Achol Yoser, the sick person might get weaker, V'yuchal Istakein, and he could get worse. And you can't stand idly by. And therefore, and the Rishalmi even says, Hanishal Hareze Megune. Not just Hashoal Hareze Shofech Damim, but Hanishal, one who is asked. What do you mean the one who is asked? What's wrong with the rabbi? What did he do wrong? That he's asked. Pirish, Shatamar Chacham Bimkomo Hailo Lidrosh Papirka. Because if he's asked, that means people don't know the halacha. The Tamar Chacham, the Rav, has to make sure to give Shi'urim in order that people know this halacha. That Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Hailo Lidrosh Papirka, Lakol, Kidei Sheyedu Kala Am. So that everyone knows, Veloid Sarchu Lishalo, and there's only to ask him. If he's being asked, it must be that people don't know the halacha. And therefore, it's somewhat his fault. And if the sick person himself says, no, I don't want people to be Mechal Shabbos for me, we force him, we take him to the hospital, we do everything we need in order to save his life. And this we discussed back in Maseches Yuma and Shabbos about, do you need to do the Shinui? Do you try to get Goyim? Do you try to get Ketanim or not? The Rambam's Lashon is no, even though the Rambam uses the Lashon of Dechuya, which we'll get back to later, Dechuya, but the Rambam says, Kishosin Ram Ha'ilu Ein Osin Osan Lo Ade Goyim, Lo Ade Ketanim, Lo Ade Avadim. You don't do this through Avadim, Uktanim, Kidei Shalote Shabbos Kala Beinam. Why is that? So there's a Machlokas we've shown him based on the Gemara. What exactly is the reason that you don't do it by a Goy? So one answer is that, well, maybe he'll delay. Maybe he'll delay. So if you know he won't delay, then it's definitely better to do it with a guy. If you know it'll be the same exact speed of Goyim. But the Rambam gives a different reason. Kedei shelotei Shabbos kala beinehem. If people see you doing it through Goyim, so then maybe they won't take this seriously. They won't realize. Eli de Gdoli Yisrael v'chachameyem. V'asu l'sameya b'chil Shabbos v'chol shish b'sakon and you can't delay asher yasa osam adav v'chai bohem v'lo shiyamos bohem. So this is the Rambam that talks about pikuach nefesh, and again, even if it ends up that there was no pikuach nefesh, let's say there's somebody who goes for an emergency and it ends up being taken care of already, still they get schar. There was nothing wrong. They get the mitzvah. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Mishachil as a Shabbos l'sarach pikuach nefesh v'achar kach v'zbar shaloi etzarach b'kach, and it ends up that it wasn't needed. Why? Either direction. Go shehishtaper matzavo shel chola. The chola got better, or the chola died. Either way, that he wasn't needed. Osha Adam Acher Kfar Asa Avuras and Nidrash Lasos, or a different person was already answered the call. Afal Pikein Asa Mitzvah V'Yeshlo Schar Tov Me'is Hashem Yizbarach Aver Machshavaso Atova. So this is clear. We know Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. There's a mysterious story from the Riva, one of the Bali Atosvas, that didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos when it was Yom Kippur and he didn't want to eat. Again, all the later Rishonim say we don't understand the story, because he didn't eat and then he died. So either way, that's not a Midas Chasidus that we follow. There must be a different shot to what the Riva did. The Radvaz has a tshuva about that, about what the Riva did. In Chelek Gimel Siman Taf Mem Dalet, he says, Lagabe Adin ain't ro'i lomo mimenu klal. We don't learn from him, because even Svek Sveke of Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, even for Chayei Shas. That is all clear. Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and even Savi Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. What does that have to do with us? Our case, is talking about somewhat, what's the Mishnah about? Somebody went to do Kiddush HaChodesh. They had the heter to do it, and the Mishnah expands this to people who go save other people. And Rabbi Gamliel says they have 2,000 amos around where they are. The question is, what about more than 2,000 amos? Remember that line in the Mishnah in Erevin? The Mishnah in Erevin said, "Kol hayotzin lahatzil chosrin limkoman." The question is, how do you put these two Mishnahs together? And the big nafkamina, as is known, is the machlokes haposkim about chazara b'shabbos, as it's called, when somebody goes and they have a heter to go somewhere on Shabbos. So what happens about going back? So again, this was talked about by the poskim when it comes to Hatzalah members going to a call, to a hospital, to a different community. Are they allowed to go back when it comes up other times as well? If nurses or doctors they're on call, or they have a certain couple hours, a shift that they have to do, are they allowed? They have to stay in the hospital after that shift, right? They're allowed to go back home. You know, do we have the worry of they're just going to quit, right? If they're going to have to be out of their house for every once a month or whatever it is, even more often, so then maybe they're not even going to do it the next time. Do we have that chashash, right? Or let's say if there is a group of soldiers in the army that are going to do a siyur, going to do a certain guard duty, and then when they finish the guard duty, they're stuck somewhere. They have to stay there for the rest of Shabbos. There's no more pikuach nefesh. Right, there's no more need what they have to do. So maybe if you take it literally, pikuach nefesh is dechuya etzel Shabbos. And again, we've discussed in the past whether you should take that lashon literally in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis, but other Rishonim for sure discuss it, that pikuach nefesh is not what's called chutra. It's not totally mutter, but you know, you're allowed to do it because there's an issue of pikuach nefesh. But once pikuach nefesh is done, so then maybe you're not allowed to do any more. Right, we always try to limit the isurim that are done. So even though the Rambam says dechuyah Shabbos etzel sakaras nefashos kishar kol mitzvos, so what is the halacha here? So a big topic is, again, as we just said, how to put together our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Erevin and the Rambam. The Rambam himself has two different formulations. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Parachav Zayin, he quotes our case. The Rambam says, in Perek Chav Zayin, Halacha Tezayin, Kol mi shiyatza birshus bezdin, kegon ha'edim, shebo lahoed al re'iyas halavan v'chayatze behen, mimi shemutter lo lases lidvar mitzvah. So if edim go, yesh lo apayim ma'am alcha ruach, bo samakam sheyigia lo. Wherever they are, they're a ki'ilu, they live in that city. They live in the city. You can go 2,000 amos around. V'migiyah l'medina, hari yu ka'anshi ha'ir. V'yish lo alpayim ma'am alachal ruach, chutz l'medina. Haya yotzei birshus, v'amru lo v'holech l'dva'derech, kfar nasiz ha'mitzvah, sheyatzas, lasos again, yish lo b'imkom alpayim ma'am alachal ruach. The Rambam continues. V'im haya, and then he says the same thing if you look back in Paragimel. Paragimel halacha chav gimel, the Rambam also there discusses this, this halacha, that's elsewhere. Rather, Rambam says, I think in Perek Beis. One second, in Perek Beis, he also talks about this. Yeah, goyim shetzar al yaras yisrael and baal liskin mamon baal liskin nefashos o mitzvah kol yisrael jichol lavol atzeis v'lazor la'achem shebematzar ul hatzilam miyad agorim b'shabbes to save them. Vazalam lismamei motzei Shabbos, and then the Rambam says, ukishiyatzilu esachem. They could go back with their weapons on Shabbos, go back to their place. So this is only say 2,000 amos. They go back to where they came from. And here the Rambam adds, so that they're not machshil them la'asalavo. So the question is, and this is what the post can discuss, how do you put these two Rambams, these two Mishnayos together? Is there a limit? You only have 2,000 amos? Or can you go back to where they started from? And also, even if you can go back to where they started from, How far do we go in terms of the heter? There are many articles written about this, and again, you might say that which is the governing article. So again, it's not as a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, but there are poskim before Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman also. You know, the Chassam Sofer and Rav Yaakov Emden, and they all agree with Rav Moshe, and that's in a case of Hatzalah, going out to be matzil someone, like the Mishnah says, chozin l'mkoman, even to do an isadar aisa. Right? That's the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe in Arachaim, Chelek Dalasim, and Pei. where he was asked in 1978, Bidvar Elu Shenis Agdu in New York, Ube Brooklyn, Pamim Ira Bakan. There are many Jews. Somebody stops breathing. And when they bring him a mechal chamsan, what's that? Rav Moshe says, oxygen tank. Right? He said they bring him oxygen. They bring him very quickly. Again, in those days, maybe it was just for breathing. Sometimes you don't need anything more than that. And sometimes they do it in order to keep them alive till they get to the hospital. They have to run there. And if you just wait for doctors to come, nimshach zmana shekvar ein toelas. Vade davar gadolhu v'yasher chelam v'kocham yisbarchu meyashem yisbarch kol achaverim shenis agdul asiyas in yoni atzala elu l'shem shemayim. He gives them a bracha. Latzliach m'masi atzalasam. But now the question is Shabbos. To go there to bring the oxygen tank for sure is mutter, as we started off, right? Hotzav and also you could go, and even to Rosh Hashanah, a lechri, v'chadome, and to go there with your rechev, machines, right? Lekashim safek, says Rav Moshe. Do whatever you need to do. And you don't have to run with your hand, with your feet. You could go there with an ambulance. But the question is, what about going back? You can't walk back. It's too far. Even if it's not so far, but it's nighttime, and you're nervous. Maybe it's dangerous to walk back. Your family's not going to let you go the next time. He won't go. He has to get stuck there the whole time. So if you're needed back where you are, let's say you're the ambulance in town, then obviously there's no question. Go back because you might be needed there. But what happens if there's plenty of ambulances there and there's plenty of place other people there? So now you get to this discussion. So he has five columns where he talks about Tosfos and Erevin and the Gemara and Erevin and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, where he goes back and forth. And Rav Moshe goes through and he allows even a Isser de Araisa. Right? The question is, all those examples in Beitza, Fitir Sofa, Mishim Schilasan, those are only Mishum and Isser violating an Isser de Rabbanan. So what about violating an Issa D'Araisa to go back? So that's the Chiddush Rav Moshe says based on the sources, and again, the Chasam Sofer seems to say it, even to violate an Issa D'Araisa, Mishum Sofan Mishum Tchilasa. The Rav Shlomo Zalman, based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to say that it only applies to Durabanan. It's the Magen Avraham Hilchos Yantif. Hilchos Yantif, the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody shechs an animal on Yantif, Tov lo shelo yivdok ad sheyavshit. Right, don't check it, lo yivdok, ache yapshit, until you skin it. Shem timsa trefa, because if you find it, it's a trefa, before you finish taking the skin off, then you could have to just stop everything and not take the skin off. Lo yehei rasher lapshita, right, you wouldn't be able to mafshit, because now it's mukser and it's useless to you, you wouldn't be able to be mafshit it. Says the Magen Avraham, why wouldn't you be able to be mafshit it? De lo shari sofan mishim tchilasan elabim malacha derabanan. Aval hefshit hu daraisa. Hefshit is a malacha daraisa. It's one of the lamentes malachas. And it's not motu mishum ochal nefesh on yantif. And therefore, that's his lashon. To lo shari sofa mishum tuchlasin el b'malacha durabanan. V'chein mashma v'gemara gabi melichas chalavim. That's the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yantif. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman in the first chelek in Simen Zayin, Simen Ches, long tshuvas, where he goes through and he says that based on that Magen Avraham, I think you could only go back to violate a durabanan. You could have a goy take you back. To have a non-Jew take you back, but to have a Jew drive the ambulance where there's no need to have him back there, so then that would not be allowed. And that's why, again, many of the places that were makrid for Shlomo Zalman have non-Jews drivers drive him back. But again, you don't always have that. Don't always have that, unless if it's a doctor that has calls and they have someone that's supposed to do that, fine. But if it's about that pashut, he says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shlo Etir B'malacha D'Araisa El Niklei Zayin. weapons. Aval barofish nikra b'shabas l'chola v'chein chachama v'chein abal asimun atzleika mikom akam gamlam kom enim etorom lachzor im yosem mitrum shabas v'chulu. And before of Shlomo Zalman, the Har Tzvi, Tzvi Pesach Frank, also paskin this way in Chelak Aleph Simin Yud. He quotes, he starts off, the first source is this Magen Avraham. Ein lahatir b'zeh mishim mitir sofim mishim tchilasan to drive back. Even by the Drabanans, we're only going to allow because the Gemara said it's a chiddush to say this svara. And he goes through, so again, this is a major machlokas hafoskim that's been discussed before. Many articles have been written about it, but a part of it is from our Mishnah right here, the expansion of Rebbe Gamliel, that it's not just 2,000 amos, but it could be more based on that Mishnah in Erevin. Okay, we'll stop here.